we tested the consumer response to the digital SOA with real consumers via a focus group. There were 8 participants, everyday adult Australians who had had some experience with financial advice. They'd either had advice in the past or a current relationship with a financial planner. And the first real insight from the focus group is that advice is more intimidating than ever. The revelations of the Royal Commission are still fresh in the minds of consumers, and there's a cautiousness, a cynicism around the power imbalance. They feel the power imbalance between the financial advisor and themselves, because the financial advisor simply knows more stuff about all of this than them. And they will seek to reduce that information asymmetry by reading broadly and really getting into the detail of a paper-based SOA, really reading the fine print. We tested the response to the digital SOA by anchoring to the paper-based SOA in ASIC's RG90. The good news is that consumers generally responded positively to the RG90 paper-based SOA. They thought it was clear, they thought it was logical, logically structured, and they thought it was transparent. But they also thought the purpose of the paper-based SOA was really about the financial planner preserving their own interests, that self-preservation. And that self-preservation is a real barrier to trust. We know through years of research into trust that one of the keystones of a trusted relationship is a feeling of benevolence, a feeling that the other party in the relationship has my interests at heart over their own. The good news in all of that is that the digital SOA overcomes that perception of self-preservation. But it's not so much about the output, it's about the process of constructing the digital SOA. And we know that because most of the respondents, most of the people in the focus group would have printed out the digital SOA anyway. It's actually about the construction, the co-creation of the SOA, the input that the consumer has into the process. It feels more conversational, less intimidating, less one-sided, more generous, more benevolent. And in that way, it underpins a more trusted relationship. Ultimately, the consumers preferred the digital SOA over the paper-based SOA because it gave them more confidence. They felt that they were in a more informed position, more confidence, and they felt more in control. And ultimately, that's what clients who are seeking the advice of a financial advisor are looking for: confidence and control over outcomes.